Talk some AFL footy at the moment. The Blues are getting ready for another big campaign. 2018 is a very important year for the development of the Navy Blue Guard under Brendan Bolton. And Lachie Plowman has decided to be a part of that. He signed on for an extended deal with the boys in blue, and he joins us on the Breakfast Club this morning. Good morning, Lachie.
Morning, boys. How are we going?
We are going very well. Thank you, young fella. Now, a new deal. Always nice to get that pen on the paper for a new deal. How long was it in the making?
Yeah, definitely some good news and exciting news. Sort of towards the end of the year, just with some good footy, the club sort of repaid the faith, and I have too with what they've been offering. So, yeah, sort of as the trade period wrapped up, they sort of came to me, and I was happy for to sign on.
Well, it's great news for Blues fans. At the end of 2020, you have committed to Carlton, which is great. And you've had a big campaign the last couple of years with the Blues. You played the 40 games in the 2 years since you came across from the Giants. Has it been what you expected it would be?
I'm not really sure what to expect when I rocked up. I was sort of open to the idea of sort of anything, sort of the new environment there and the new coaches. So I've just really enjoyed my footy, to be honest. And they've got a good group there, so... The synergy that we're building together is really good.
And it's settling down, isn't it, Lachie? I mean, you've got a few players there now that have played a fair few games together. Brendan Bolton trying to build his team from defence, and you're a pivotal member of that.
Yeah, definitely. I think Bolton's been instrumental to all of this. And, I think the young group that we've got back down there, and with some older guys as well, just the leadership that they've taught us and the game skills been really good.
Why do you like Brendan so much?
Oh, he's a really energetic guy, I'll tell you that much. But he's just a really good teacher. And for us younger guys, that's exactly what we need, just to get our head around the game. He influences us a lot, and he's a really good people person. He touches base with us a lot and has that good connection with not just the leadership group, but he gets around to all the younger players as well.
Lachie, with Sam Doherty going down, Jacob Wiedering played a lot more forward last season. Do you see him now coming back and playing more as that permanent centre-half back, and you two probably forming the relationship that we all think will be there for the next 10 years with the Blues?
Yeah, definitely some horrible news with Doc going down, and very disappointing for us. But at the same time, it creates that opportunity for someone else. I think... in the past few years, we've seen when Juddy went down, Big Cripper stood up. And then, for example, last year when Rory went down, Big Jonesy filled the void. So, I see Wiedering coming back down there, and there's definitely a spot there. So I think, the back six will get really tight and form some long-term relationships.
So when you go through your pre-season, tell our listeners, particularly the Blues fans, how many days off do you have? Do you do your 5 days a week? Do you do your 6 days a week? And how grueling has this been compared to maybe last year?
Yeah, so definitely a tough time of the year. We get half a day Tuesday off, Thursday, and half a day Saturday off as well. So, we're there for three main days, which are a bit of a slog. Get the main training and the skills out of the way, and then into the afternoon through the weights and that. But it's enjoyable time. The club's sort of doing the right things, we're heading in the right direction, and we're making it enjoyable for us, so we're looking forward to the year ahead.
So how many sessions, without sort of putting you on the spot, how many sessions are with the footies and how many sessions are not with the footies? Because I know that Brendan in the past has been really big on, football education, doing a lot of stuff inside, almost like in the classroom, but also a lot of stuff with the footballs to sort of educate you a certain way of playing. Is that continuing through this pre-season?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a good mix of both this year. So we're doing the Monday, Wednesday, Friday main sessions with the footballs, and then just as on the Tuesday as well, a light little skill session. And then it's probably equally balanced with the learning inside off the field and the teaching. So, he's doing it very well.
The new draftees are into their second week now at the club. What have been your first impressions of those guys?
Yeah, actually very impressed with the boys. They're a pretty fit bunch, so I'm going to have to pull my finger out of it this year. the boys are going really well. They've got that real drive to learn and take in as much as they can within these first 2 weeks. It's been impressive, so we're looking forward to them on the track. There's a few two of them with the silky skills as well, so it's going to be good.
It's going to be very interesting to see how the Blues go. I mean, Bryce Gibbs has obviously moved on. The leadership has... One of the things last year, we've talked about this a bit, Lockie, is that the leaders of the footy club really stood up and played well so often last year. Is there a bit more expectation in, on the middle bracket of players, the younger players, to step up and support those guys this year?
Yeah, definitely. With Gibbs, there's a big void in the leadership group, so at the same time, there's going to be another opportunity for someone to stand up. But I think Bolt has just reiterated that we just need that we need the whole team to gel, and I think we're 3 years now under Bolt, so we're always looking forward to it, and it's just about there's always that opportunity for someone to stand up and take the opportunity. So we just want as many people buying into it as we can and get some density throughout the group that can all perform and pull each other through on game day. So it's good times ahead.
There's plenty of fans out there waiting to see how it all unfolds, mate. We appreciate your time this morning. Good luck for the rest of the pre-season, and we'll be watching in season 2018.
Thank you very much, boys.
Good on you, Lockie Plowman. Christmas has come early for the Blues fans with Lockie signing on. Now, for Blues fans out there, it's your turn to join the Carlton Football Club. Buy your membership package today and be bound by Blue in 2018. All you've got to do, very simple, go straight to the website, carltonfc.com.au, to purchase your membership now.